And now, some help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
Jackie is with us. Her questions today: what got you into the trucking industry, and what's important to you when interviewing at a new company? Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you there in Dallas?
Great. It's still dark here, but I've been down here at the Women in Trucking Association event for the last couple of days, and really energized with meeting all these great people, great women in the industry, great drivers in the industry, and hearing some really cool stories. So excited to be down here.
Well, that's great. I know they're happy to have you down there as well. Have you gone out to enjoy some of the Dallas cuisine since you've been down there?
Absolutely not. I've had no time.
It's been nonstop, hasn't it?
It's been nonstop fun, but they have some good food here at the Sheraton. But hopefully I can get out later today and get some barbecue, some steak, some of the good stuff.
Well, you just mentioned two of the things I was going to make sure that I told you about that you must have before you leave there.
Yeah.
So that's great. Our number is 615-292-6366. If you'd like to talk to Jackie, and what got you into the industry and what's important to you when interviewing with a new company. Well, Jackie, anything new from your clients?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing right now is, especially being down here at the show, is a lot of companies are just trying to figure out what got folks into the industry, and more importantly, why are they staying at companies? And so a lot of times, you know, drivers are coming into the industry with maybe no experience, and you know, I heard a couple of stories where they didn't really even have a mentor. And then they go back to another job just because they don't really understand the ropes. So a lot of our clients and a lot of know what we've talked about is really about having a driver mentor program as soon as a new driver comes in, and being able to show them the ropes of the specific company and teaching them, you know, this is who you call at dispatch, this is who your manager is, and really being able to bridge that gap of having a really strong orientation onboarding process.
Yeah, and one of the things that, too, that you mentioned that was key, that a lot of them would get discouraged and get out of the industry in terms of, because, you know, you can understand getting frustrated and so forth and just feel like it's not for me. Have you, since you've been there in Dallas at the WIT convention, have you spoken with anyone, any of the women drivers that gave you a reason that they chose trucking as an industry, as a career, rather?
You know, it's so cool. You hear some really cool stories, but for example, I was speaking to a lady yesterday, and her great grandfather drove a truck in the Dominican. Then her grandfather drove a truck in the Dominican. Then her father did, and she grew up around trucks. And then when they moved the family to the States, she was like, "I want to go in trucking." So, you know, that's an example where it's really in the family. So that's how, and that's most of the stories that I'm hearing, that, hey, my grandfather did it, my father did it, and this is why I'm in the company. And one thing I wanted to bring up, there was a really great talk yesterday between a carrier and a driver, and they really talked about the communication and the bond that the driver has with the carrier. So really having an open communication with your drivers is so key, and being totally upfront, honest, and transparent. Tim, I know you and I talk about it all the time, but it's amazing how much that goes overlooked, but how much of a big deal that is, that when a recruiter gets a new driver, they are telling them exactly what they're getting into, and there's no fluff whatsoever. And they have a direct contact in the company that they trust, that they admire, and get things done for them. So those are really key points for carriers to really do, and not just say they're going to do it, but really commit to it, and make sure that their staff is really helping the drivers.
It's, again, it's so important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really, it's so important, and that's something that really will keep a driver there versus looking at another carrier. So, you know, that's something that's what I love hearing from the drivers about what specific things companies are doing for them that's making them stay at a company, because it's just such great info for us to go back and talk to our carriers about.
Yeah, and a lot of times this, you know, for most drivers, I mean, don't get me wrong, but pay is real great as a necessity as well. But for most drivers, that the honesty and the transparency outweighs the pay. You know, they will go with a company that pays, you know, just a little bit less if the company is honest, as opposed to going with a company that pays more and there's a lot of dishonesty there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it comes down to just having that communication and that bond. And, you know, that's something you really can't advertise. You can't advertise that we're going to be the most honest company without really showing the driver. And that comes into play within the first day, the first hour of really setting up the expectations of this is what we expect from you as a company driver or as an owner-operator, and what do you expect from us? And really putting together an expectation sheet of this is where we both stand, and having that open communication, that open flow, I think that's really the only and the ultimate way to build that relationship bond so quickly too.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so true. And I was just thinking, recalling some of the drivers while you were, you know, describing that, I was recalling some of the drivers that called me when I was in recruiting, mm-hmm. and they had just left orientation from another company because, you know, they were lied to. They felt they were lied to, or misled rather, from, mm-hmm. you know, from the beginning. From, you know, one, the recruiter said one thing, and then when they got to orientation, it was a whole different ball game, and it was nothing like what the recruiter told them. So, you know, they figured, well,
right.
I'm not going to deal with this. I'll just, if it's starting now, it's only going to get worse. So let me just go ahead and exit right now before I, you know, waste any more of my time and waste any more of their time.
Right, right. And those are the stories that really stick with drivers, too. In talking to a lot of the drivers down here, I heard stories of, you know, the recruiter saying one thing, and 2 days later, the dispatcher saying the other. And day three, they're looking for another job.
Yeah, yeah, so, exactly. It's not.
And
go ahead.
And those are their first, and those are some of the, like, the horror stories. And it's taken, one of the drivers I spoke to yesterday, it was 3 different companies that misled her before she found the company that she's been with now, that she's been with this company for about 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
So, but it took her 3 companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long, you know, that's a lot of dating.
That's a whole lot. You're right. You're right.
So that took her a long time, and that's not the only story, and you know that, Tim. So it's really, it's just amazing how much of that is still going on in the industry.
Yeah, unfortunately. 615-292-6366. What got you into trucking, and also what do you look for when you go to interview with a company? Whether you do it over the phone or if you're in person, what are you looking for when you interview with a new company? These are the questions on Retention Attention with Jackie McManus. This is Tim Ridley. We'll be back on the other side of these messages on SiriusXM. Jackie McManus is with us with Retention Attention. Jackie, you shared a story about a lady that got into trucking because, you know, I think you said her grandfather was a truck driver. I believe
mm-hmm.
it was. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the way it used to be like that so much, where they got into it because they, you know, another family member or their parents or grandparents or aunt and uncles were truck drivers as well. And it was like a family affair. And you don't hear a whole lot of it now. I mean, you still do hear some, but not as much as you used to years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just seems like, I know when we're on the show, Tim, too, we hear a lot of great stories on, you know, their grandfather, their father being in the industry. But we also hear those stories, like you mentioned, that maybe their friend's family was in the industry, and they mm-hmm. said, hey, this is a pretty cool career. And that's what we're hearing more of now, and that's becoming more realistic just because of the driver shortages in the industry. And so you're hearing a lot of, you know, my buddy's family's been in the industry, and they've made a good life for themselves. You're also seeing a lot of carriers now, which I love, is they're taking their talent from within. So they're taking warehouse workers, dock workers. They're putting them now through CDL training school and pairing them with a driver mentor and then putting them on the road. So let's say this dock worker or warehouse worker really never thought of becoming a CDL truck driver, also may have not wanted to take out a loan for that. They're now taking on those costs and really coaching. It's really a career path to success, and they're really coaching folks to now become CDL truck drivers. And then from there, they typically, what we're seeing, are going on to, like, management positions if that's something that they desire. So the career path is really cool that we're seeing that's being built for new folks to get involved in this industry.
Absolutely. Well, Jackie, let's head to the phone lines and going to Georgia. Amanda is with us. Amanda, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hi.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I've been through like 14, 15, 16 companies, something like that, in the last 4 years.
Wow.
Because you call these companies and call recruiting and you ask them things like, you know, well, is the equipment good? Is the shop's reliable? Is this or that or whatever else? And then you get there and things are good for the first month, 2, 3 months, whatever. And then when you've got a tire showing belts and your brakes aren't working and you go in there and you're like, hey, you know, you're calling them up. My brakes are crap, and I've been telling you that since I got the truck, and my tires are showing belts, and they refuse to do anything to the point where you're going into a TA, lying to the shop, and telling them, hey, my company wants you to do a tire check, just to get somebody to force your company to change the tire, because you need them before they blow out, because you've done stopped it. DOT scale houses to try to get a DOT officer to do like a roadside inspection, and they refuse to do it. We're not, drivers aren't going to stay. Or when you go to a company and tell them, you know, this is where I call up a company, this is where I live, this is where my children are, I need to be able to get there. And oh, yeah, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. You get there and give them a solid month before you put in for home time, and then they tell you, oh, well, I'm sorry, we can't get you there. But you knew that when I called recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like recruiting does nothing but tell you what they think you want to hear in order to get you in the door, and whatever happens to you after that don't matter. It's all about get a driver in a seat, and above and beyond driver comfort, as far as, you know, being comfortable driving the truck safety-wise, being able to pay bills, get the mileage to make the money to pay your bills, and be able to get home. Recruiting's just going to tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm that's an unfortunate string of, that must be really exhausting for you to go through 14 to 15, 16 companies in a couple of years. And I'm sorry for that. That's definitely a challenge. And it seems like, you know, it's the basics that we're asking for, right? It's good equipment, respect the home time, good pay, you know, and again, safety, right? So,
yeah.
It's really the basics. And there are good companies out there. And, you know, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to put you maybe in the direction of some good companies just so and see if that works out for you, because it just seems like it's been a kind of a string of bad companies. And there are companies that maybe aren't doing the right thing, and I agree with you there, but there are some good companies. So definitely reach out to me, and maybe I can point you in some good directions.
I mean, at this point, it's come down to I'm at the last company.
That's it. Oh, good.
If for whatever reason, if I lose my dispatcher, I'm gone. I absolutely lost my dispatcher. I paid for her and her husband to go to a concert with me and my husband.
Oh, nice. So are you at a company now that you write?
For the most part, I get home. Pays a little iffy here and there, and that always gets chalked up to, oh, well, we're low on freight. I drop for Swift. We are the largest company. How are we low on freight?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, let's be real.
If you're the largest company in the country, how are we low on freight?
If this is done,
if for any reason I'm fired, I quit, whatever, I'm just going back to school. And I've already been planning on going back to school, but I'll just go back to school, and I'll go back to school for funeral sciences and get to play with dead bodies for all I care. I'm done. After 15, 16 companies, I'm done. And I'm not the only one. I know a driver right now that he's on a safety holdover video because dispatch, nobody, and he's not even at my same company, but dispatch, nobody is telling him, hey, we need you to log on to the portal and do a safety, you know, do this safety video that we have for the entire company to do.
Mm-hmm.
If drivers aren't told, hey, you need to log on to a safety, you know, our portal and do these videos or whatever, you're getting drivers put on safety hold and not getting told why for almost a week and a half, they're going to end up quitting your company as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Amanda, we thank you so much for your call. I'm glad that you finally found a place that you'll be at for, you know, you feel that you'll be at for a while. So you hang in there, and thanks for all you do, Amanda. Have a safe day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Let's grab Gilbert in Texas. Gilbert is not a driver, but he works in retention. Jackie, Gilbert, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Gilbert.
So I've been driving, listening to this, and everything everybody is talking about, unfortunately, is prevalent in our great industry. And my whole premise on, I mean, I think it's debatable if we really do have a true driver shortage, but I'm 100% convinced we have a driver turnover problem. And the way I look at it, and I was actually talking to some people yesterday, is, you know, the recruiting piece of it is, and for lack of a better term, it's kind of the sexy part of the business. You're buying ads, you're doing deals. I mean, it's really pure sales.
Yeah.
Driver engagement retention is just hard work. It's hard work. It has to be built into a culture that the driver at any trucking company should and has to be the most important person in the organization. Jerry Moyes and Swift said it best, that, you know, everyone other than drivers is support. So if you build that into your culture and engage drivers, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has challenges.
Right.
We're asking drivers to live basically in a box on wheels deal with DLDs, road congestion, the men and shippers that are just unbelievably demanding now, 97%, 98% on time, lack of parking, and do it
right.
All through the normal course of business. So you have to be able to engage them and communicate with them effectively, align yourself with them from day one, from the recruiting piece of it, through the introduction, through the fleet manager, through the first day that they're in orientation, and then a successful transition into being either a company driver or a lease person. But it's all cultural. And, you know,
yeah.
I do a lot of work with, and I talk to a lot of companies and work with a lot of companies, because what we do is we have a really cutting-edge application that makes drivers' lives so much easier, the communication piece. But what astounds me is that we talk to carriers, how easy, and this is what gets me, how easy 130%, 200% turnover just rolls off their tongue. It's just effortless. So we've created this issue through digital marketing, everything we're doing on the recruiting side, and I mean, we invest so much money on the recruiting side, but carriers as a whole don't invest a lot on the retention side. So it's all about engaging drivers, communicating effectively, especially when they're having challenges.
Yep.
You may not be able to fix it, but as a human being, you want to know that when I'm having this problem at 2 in the morning, I don't call in the dispatch, and I'm 10 people deep on dispatch, and the dispatch doesn't even know what's going on. You have to build that culture around the engagement.
Hit everything on the head. We should definitely connect on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear more about your software.
Well, thank you, Gilbert. Thank you, Gilbert, for your call. I'm sorry we're going to have to get out of here, but thank you so much. You be safe, and thanks for all you do, Gilbert.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Thank you.
Give us a call anytime. And Jackie, as always, it's a pleasure. We look forward to talking to you next time around. Hopefully you'll find a little bit of time to get some barbecue and a nice steak before you fly back up. All right. Enjoy yourself, Jackie.
Man. Have a great day. Enjoy
you
it.
Too. Oh, and by the way, thanks for that picture yesterday. Nice. Very nice.
Yes. I'm going to go head down and see them in a little bit, too.